looking at what I had and what was out there, I've leveled up, right? There is 100% belief in my mind that I will level up again in the future. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast, a little bit of office talk. New office being built, P3 seminar, new website. We have a ton of things to share with you. This is going to be a very fun episode. We have the closing thought that is a little more in-depth than usual. Listen to everything. This is the Ultimate OD Podcast. Here we go. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. Office talk episode, we're going to get a look behind the curtain, see what I've been dealing with for the past few weeks. Big thing, all my bids came in for my dream office. I looked at it. I thought I designed a very good office. Still think I did. Went to iDesigns in Philadelphia, picked out all my finishes, all the designs, and those bids came back astronomically high. Yes, astronomically high. I love that I'm building my dream office, but I don't want to pay that much and basically take my legs out from underneath me before I even get started. I need to have cash flow. So now I'm going through with my general contractor and saying, yes, no, yes, no. Where do cuts need to be made? What am I prioritizing? What will I do in phase two of this? Not everything has to be done right now, but the big things have to be taken care of. Optical, patient-facing areas, the exam rooms, the rejuvenation dry eye center. What moves the needle? I'll let you know where it ends up. I'm going to give you feedback, updates. We should have more pictures and stuff coming soon, I think. At least 3D images. It's not going to be built for a while. That being said, P3 is the conference that I'm going to in March. Very excited. P3... a mastermind, if you will, of like offices all trying to get better. I am very excited. I will tell you this. We had to give them all our numbers. A look behind the curtain into our offices, what our profit margins are, what our expenses are, anything and everything, and we're going to discuss those. Awesome. Thankfully, I've done very well. I think I have good numbers. I still am not overly confident going with a bunch of big dogs that have already done what I want to do. I want to go in there very humbly and learn as much as I can. That being said, they gave us an email and were talking to us about what to expect. And, you know, broad big picture thing. One, they're like, hey, we want you to share, you know, what you could get help on, what you could work on. Again, tons of things I have questions about. I want to learn from people that have done it. And then we also want you to share one thing that you are doing very well. And that's more of like, well, if I'm talking to someone that's getting ready to start up, I can tell you a bunch of different things. If I'm talking to a bunch of my peers that are all doing the same thing as me, it's a little harder for me to come out and say, this is what I think you should do well. I have no problem sharing with you what I do in my office and why I do it. Right? That's me more sharing my perspective, but coming out and saying, hey, this is the best way to do things. These are things that I'm doing that are better than yours. And again, I don't think they're saying come at it with you're better than someone else, but say it with confidence, right? I, who talk about this on a daily, even have reservation, especially if I talk to the $4 million practice, right? What am I going to tell them that is going to move their needle? And again, this is where old imposter syndrome needs to be squashed, because I've talked to enough of those big dog practices, and why they are big dogs is they are constantly searching, seeking, trying to get 1% better. They want to hear my ideas. If it doesn't align with what they are doing, or they've tried it, or they're beyond that point, no harm to them. But if they can get a nugget, a little, you know, sliver of knowledge that they can apply to their practice and make it better, they will. Thus, they're the $4 million practice. So I'm going to dedicate a whole episode in the future to what I think I'm doing well, why I think I'm doing it. One, as a selfish reason, I want to be prepared for when I go and talk to them. And when I do these podcasts, when I share these thoughts, I sharpen my sword. I'll be buttoned up. I'll know what I'm talking about, be able to back it up with some examples, some reasoning, etc. It makes me dig deeper. But I also want to share it with you. Because like those $4 million practices, I doubt there's many $4 million practices listening to the Ultimate OD podcast. I just think that like listens to like, or people trying to level up listen to this podcast, right? The people that are the $4 million practices probably have a whole different world that they're listening to or in. But I'd be flattered if they're taking that. But at the same time, we all want to get better. Iron sharpens iron. That's why we share ideas with each other. So be on the lookout for that coming soon. New website. All right. It's been months in the making. I'm very proud of it. I've gotten some feedback. I think it's awesome. I love the look. I love the design. I had a couple of people that think that it's a little poorly designed. It's got no real concept to it. I want you, please, check out my new website, familyvisionoptical.com. And then another link is to the Rejuvenation Dry Eye Center. All of these things are live, but they're being edited. Things are being made. So if you see something wrong, please send it my way. But I'm pretty sure we've already seen it. We're trying to make the fixes. It's a lot of work to make a whole brand new website from scratch. So please look at it. Give me your honest feedback. If you really think the design sucks, there's something wrong, there's an issue, let me know. I'm not afraid. It's better than what I had. So at the same token, even though it may not be perfect, looking at what I had and what was out there, I've leveled up, right? There is 100% belief in my mind that I will level up again in the future. But the more feedback you can give, I'll take it. I am not afraid to hear criticism. Let me know, and I will work as hard as I can to make it better. But please, let me know what you see. See what you like. See what you don't like. We'll go from there. Now that I have the website, the next step is to build the facility. So I'm talking mainly about the Rejuvenation Dry Eye Center. You've heard me talk about this for the past year. It's a dream, a concept. Jay Binkowitz planted the seed at Vision Expo West 2022. I don't know why, I don't know how, but he put that on my heart, Dry Eye Center. I spent a year seeing if it had legs, right? I invested a ton of money into an IPL. I like it. It's working. And it's still going on. Next step, build the actual facility. Now I have the website. Now I have the facility. Now it's time to make this bad boy grow. I'm going to work like crazy to grow Family Vision Optical, my main office. But I'm very excited to grow this Dry Eye Center. I have another doctor who is very excited for dry eye and ocular surface disease. This is the new baby, if you will. Like, the main thing is the main thing. Ocular surface disease and dry eye, that's the new shiny pair of shoes, right? But that's what's going to set me apart from everyone else. The ocular health and wellness, and then my optical core, primary care, what we do as optometrists. Dry eye and ocular surface disease, the level to which I'm going to take it, the way I do it, I have not seen that done anywhere in the area. Very few people, I think, are going to do it the way I envision it being done. And my future coworker, my partner in the dry eye world, we have a vision. We have a belief. Buckle up. It's going to be amazing. I'll have more for you guys next week. Where, oh, where has the time gone? We are to the closing thought of the episode, and this one's a little bit longer of a closing thought. And the reason for that is it has resonated with me greatly. Have any of you ever heard of the arrival fallacy? All right. The arrival fallacy was coined by Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar Shahar. I don't know who, but what it means is the belief that getting to a certain point in life, achieving a particular goal, will lead to long-term happiness. right? The mindset that once I achieve this, once I get this, everything will be better. Fallacy means it's not a true belief. A couple episodes back, I told you the journey is the reward. The fallacy is getting to the end outcome is what will give you happiness, and that is not true, right? Been studied time and time again, and once you get to point X, Y, or Z, if that's your ultimate goal, you are left depressed, down, brokenhearted, because you feel the same as you did before, and achieving that goal doesn't give you long-lasting happiness. Yeah, you're happy for a moment. It's good. But then what do you do next? And if you're placing your happiness, your joy, your purpose on an outcome, one, what if that outcome doesn't happen? And two, what happens when you get there? Right? That's why the process, the journey, the striving for the vision is what you need to do. As I go through and build this new office, a big part of me at times is like, what am I doing? I have everything I want. Everything's good. But I know when I look back and see what old Nick thought and what I think now, I wish I would have taken bigger swings and taken bigger chances. It all would have worked out. It's clear to me now, and I'm in the same moment here, and thankfully, I have the perspective, the foresight to say, swing big. I didn't swing big enough back then. I need to do it now. Because it's not about a goal, a number on a P&L. It's about the journey and chasing your vision. That's where the fun is. That's where life is lived. And that's what I'm going to do. That's what I want you to do. Don't chase goals. Have a vision. That's what I have for you. Dr. Lily out.